This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
America back on track. Bill Martinez live.
Well, students at Saturday's March for Our Lives rally were quick to call for a ban on assault weapons, but do they really know what that means? Listen.
We're banning an assault weapon. Do you know what an assault weapon is?
Yeah, it's assault weapon. It's like a
what is an assault weapon?
I consider any. I'm not even against just assault weapons. I'm pretty much against most guns.
Right. No, I guess. Here with Moore's Media Director for CampusReform.org, Cabot Phillips. So, Cabot, you went out there and wanted to find out what people were protesting. You found out assault weapons was one of the things they want.
We went out asking a different set of questions, and after interview after interview, everyone kept saying we need to ban assault weapons. I thought, surely they'll know something basic about it, and it was very clear they did not. And look, if you are going to advocate for real-world policy that will impact millions of Americans, you need to have real-world answers and be ready for a debate. And I think a lot of this stems from a lack of appreciation and understanding of the Second Amendment. So I began to ask them about the Constitution, people's Second Amendment right to self-preservation, and the responses were about what you'd expect.
I think that the Second Amendment at this time is outdated. I think that the wording needs to be revisited.
I think it's something that was done for a different time.
I think the Constitution in and of itself is something that's outdated.
I don't think it applies in today's society.
I don't think it leads to anything good or productive or peaceful.
They're so right. Just tear up the Constitution.
Never leads to anything good, like a country.
And we've been seeing how in classes, something we see all the time on college campuses with Leadership Institute's campus forum, how people don't actually learn about the Constitution in class. They're not learning about how it's meant to protect people in society today. I wonder if this same logic applies to the First Amendment. Because the Founding Fathers, they never could have imagined Twitter. They couldn't have imagined YouTube and all these things to get rights out there. Or freedom of the press. Should we restrict the right of all journalists because a few journalists are misusing the freedom of the press? It's collective punishment for the actions of a few individuals, and now these same people, again, it's good that young people are getting involved, but you need to understand some of the basics of what you're asking for, because these are real-world laws that will affect many people.
You know, as a reporter, when you go out, you get a feel for the story, and then you come back to the newsroom to write your story, and you say, all right, what was the story out there, and what would you say if I asked
I think
you
the
that?
Main takeaway was, number one, how organized it was. I think a lot of people are interested in who is helping all this organization. It's obviously not just students that are doing it, and that was an interesting aspect of it, of who is organizing all of it. And number two, it was definitely how passionate the students were about change, but how many of them had not actually been taught on what kind of change they were looking for.
Right.
And they didn't have many specifics.
It's more like they're against school violence. Yeah. They just don't know what to do about
it. And everyone's against school violence. And sadly, the thing that I noticed is when the second I began to push back a little bit, people start to say, well, you have blood on your hands. If you don't support stricter gun laws, you support school shootings. That's the breakdown that we have now. It's all one or it's all the other.
The instinct should be security. Was I gunned down? Nobody was shooting back for me.
Yeah.
But there's not, that sentiment didn't prevail. It goes against logic.
And it also goes against, you know, they said we haven't seen any action taking place since then. We've seen legislation in Florida. We saw the Stop School Violence Act here in D.C. And there's a narrative, though, that
snakes in the budget.
Exactly. If we don't get exactly what we want, then this is not action. And that's not how legislation works. That's not how compromise works. And we need to do what's going to keep the most people safe, address the root of the problem, not just something that we view as scary, in this case, assault weapons.
Maybe if you're going to protest something, you should know exactly what
you're protesting.
An important part of it.
All right. Cabot, thank you very much.
If you're going to change policy, you should know what it is that you know or you think you know so that you're changing the right thing in the right angle. I was surprised they didn't talk about Emma Gonzalez. She has become one of the mainstays of this Parkland, Florida students movement. Dave Hogg as well, while standing at the podium, the anti-Second Amendment activists, who were talking about Emma Gonzalez, wore an olive-green jacket that appeared to be a military uniform with military-style patches sewn onto the sleeves. Now, there was not a single American flag anywhere on the fatigues. There was, however, a Cuban flag patch on her right shoulder, exactly where the American flag normally is. Now, you can't make this stuff up. according to the writer here. She's wearing a Cuban flag, a communist country that is well known for disarming its own people and then slaughtering them wholesale while addressing the U.S. about gun control. Go figure, right? 5 minutes after the top of the hour right now.
It's been said, any society is only 3 missed meals away from chaos. Those times may be near. Think about it. Our country faces multiple terrorist threats and aggressions from Russia and North Korea. Social unrest and violent marches yet again may lead to looting of stores and city shutdowns. And a crumbling infrastructure leaves our power grid vulnerable to long-term outages from a single cyber attack. When the chaos from any one of these threats arises, the government knows it can't provide during a widespread national emergency. That's why you need your own plan for self-reliance. That's where My Patriot Supply comes in. Get a 4-week survival food supply for only $99. That includes breakfast, lunches, and dinners. Order online at preparewithgcn.com. $99 for 4 weeks of survival food that tastes like homemade cooking and lasts up to 25 years from My Patriot Supply. Get your kits today at preparewithgcn.com. Free shipping is included. Preparewithgcn.com.
Are you ready?
Yeah.
Okay, let's do it.
Bill Martinez Live, a program about current events, our culture, our values, our politics, and our future. And now, Bill Martinez.
We better stop, see what's that sound? Everybody look what's going on.
About 6 minutes after the top of the hour, Bill Martinez here, and I want to give credit to the author of the column, Benjamin Ari, who wrote this story about Emma Gonzalez and, you know, what happened there. You know, there she is, you know, an anti-Second Amendment voice there, part of the Parkland, you know, city and students there that were, you know, that, you know, went through a horrific situation. There's no doubt. There's no, you can't even underestimate that. And you can only imagine what they have gone through. And they know something's wrong. And in their desperation, they're reaching out to, you know, come up with solutions. But it's almost like they need to draw a pause and come together in a way to say, okay, what are we doing here? I mean, it's clear based on the interviews that you just heard that, and which is what we instinctively realized is that, you know, these are young people. They really are not fully abreast of what is going on. Why has this been a problem for so long? And they see it as an easy fix. But here it is, you know, Emma Gonzalez wearing a Cuban flag, as we said, a communist country that is well known for disarming its own people and slaughtering them wholesale while addressing the U.S. about gun control. I mean, you got people that don't even know what assault weapons are. All this, you've got lots of emotion. And as we said early on, you know, these kids need to be concerned that maybe their hashtag is not hijacked. Here to give us the facts straight and simple, Dr. John Lott is with us, an expert on crime and terrorism, president of the Crime Prevention Research Center. Hey, John, thank you so much for coming on and bringing us up to date. And, you know, being a, you know, a voice of reason in the midst of all this passion that's flying around.
Well, thanks, Bill, for having me on. Look, I mean, we all care about trying to save the most lives. I mean, I guess that gets lost a lot in the discussion here. But, you know, my concern is that however well-meaning these proposals are being put forward by these groups on Saturday, they're actually going to either have no effect or they're going to accomplish the opposite of what they'd like to have happen.
Mm-hmm.
You know, you look at something like the raising the age to 21 for people to have guns. This isn't the first time places have raised the age. There are states that have done that. The federal government raised the age to 18 for owning rifles in 1994. And there's been academic research that's looked at this, and they haven't found the benefits that have been claimed. In fact, they found some evidence that increasing the age has led to higher homicides. You know, mm-hmm. So you focus on something like this 19-year-old who committed this horrendous crime. But you miss the fact that there could be a 20-year-old woman who's being stalked or threatened.
Exactly.
And that having a gun could be the most effective way for her to defend herself or a child that she might have.
Mm.
And so, you know, you got to look at the big picture if we're going to try to do our best to save lives.
Yeah, and to your point, there was a recent story where a woman was waiting on her concealed carry permit. She was under threat, and meanwhile, she lost her life while waiting for her concealed carry permit, right?
Yeah, well, it wasn't a permit. She was just waiting for a permit to own a gun.
Yeah, right, right, exactly, right.
And just on her home, and she was attacked at her home while she was waiting. She had been stalked by an ex and had contacted the police, and the police in New Jersey were just taking their time to do it. It had been months, and she had just contacted them something like 5 days before she was fatally attacked, trying to find out what was taking them so long.
Mm-hmm. John, you touched on something right off the bat, and I want to linger on this just a moment here, and that is that we need to have a sober perspective on this, and that is I want the kids to accept the fact that we all want safe schools. We are all disgusted with what happened there in Parkland and what's happened in other schools, that we have allowed all in the name of trying to do something about the problem, have come up with ideas and have implemented them, like, you know, gun-free zones in schools. And we're realizing with the information that that doesn't work. So we're going to make some adjustments, that there needs to be some responsible action taken to where that we protect the children. I don't know up until now, John, and you can tell me if I'm wrong, is if the objective has been about keeping our kids safe. Because I think if that was the objective, the clear-cut objective, that we're going to say, look, we're going to protect our kids in school, then the actions would have been a lot different earlier than they are right now, would they not?
Yeah, I mean, you bring up a lot of points there, Bill. Just kind of your first point. Look, I mean, it's just not these young people who are kind of missing the overall picture there. The media, you know. So I will do media, and they'll just, if I have somebody else on, they'll describe the other person as someone who wants to reduce violence. Mm-hmm. And me as a gun rights advocate. And I don't do this. I don't make these arguments for, quote, gun rights. That's not mm-hmm. the motivation. That's not what got me involved with this. I wanted to try to figure out what would make people safer.
Right.
You know, and you can see this in a broad. And so why don't call me a violence prevention advocate?
Mm-hmm.
You know, why is it only the person that wants to go and ban guns who's considered the violence prevention advocate? You know, as an analogy, you can think of the debate over military. There's some people who say they're pro-peace, and to them that means, you know, essentially disarming the military,
right,
greatly reducing it. And there's other people who I like to believe also believe in peace, that don't want war, but think that deterrence is the best way to go and try to deter a war from occurring.
Mm-hmm.
Does that mean that they're pro-war? You know, the fact
yes.
that they want to have a strong military to deter people from attacking,
mm-hmm.
you know, it's just, you know, these terms are very loaded, but it's not just these young people that are mm-hmm. there. I'm not even sure, to be honest, how many of these speeches that were given on Saturday were actually written by the young people. My
mm-hmm.
own guess is that a lot of the speeches were written for them.
Mm-hmm.
Or they were given professional help in terms
right.
of writing the speeches.
Well, even if they weren't, John, you know that some of the words that they were coming out with, they don't even know what they meant.
Yeah, no.
And the phraseology and everything like that. I mean, these are like talking points. When you think, wait a minute, you just went through this horrific experience. Can you share in your own words? And I got to tell you, some of the other kids that didn't get on the platform really sharp kids, they have an impressive handle on this. And unfortunately, they've been marginalized because they're not marching with the rest of the group.
Right. No, and, I mean, there's been a lot of censorship there in terms of who was allowed to ask questions at the CNN town hall that they've had or another program.
Exactly.
And, you know, it's, but, you know, it's more than just those young people.
Yeah.
In terms of
John, I got to stop you right there because we got to go to break. Dr. John Lott is with us. More from him right after this. Stay with us.
The final phase of extermination is set to commence now. And as population die-off becomes evident, you know it is the time of punishment in all that is written. The cover for mass die-off is evolution and global warming frauds, also used as false proof of their Christ. They are from the lines that were disinherited 2,000 years ago. Now they claim to be his Christ based upon blood type, DNA, and long lifespan. Go to unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILINGthem.com.
It's about time something new came along for better selling and buying online. And I found it.
What now, Marge?
It's buysellmakeoffer.com.
Never heard of it.
It's a brand new company. That's why you've never heard of it. It's the newest and best way to sell any products online. I did all the research.
Sell my car?
Yes.
Our home?
Yep.
My golf bag?
Your golf clubs. All of them.
How about your purse collection hoard?
Hey, now.
You said any product.
Right. I did.
Hmm.
We get 30 days free.
Really?
Packages starting from only $9.95. And buysellmakeoffer.com. We'll never charge item fees, ever.
Hmm.
Never. And this is cool. Listen to this. You can even use Skype or video to show your items.
That's cool.
Yes. All we have to do is go to the website, sign up, and then load our stuff to sell. I love this site.
BuySellMakeOffer.com.
BuySellMakeOffer.com. You got it?
BuySellMakeOffer.com.
BuySellMakeOffer.com. Better selling, better buying.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you, too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX, or my website, danpilla.com.
It's a no-brainer. A Big Berkey water filter is the one you need, period. You need a water filter that removes chlorine, fluoride, pharmaceuticals, BPA, and other endocrine disruptors, pesticides, bacteria, viruses, and much more, right? And does it all at only 2 cents per gallon. Get the original and most trusted name in gravity water filtration, Big Berkey. And now GCN listeners receive 5% off ceramic filter systems using code GCN. Call or click 1-877-99-BERKEY or BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY.
With uncertain times in the United States, it's only prudent to consider storing precious metals in a safe place outside of our borders. At Miles Frank Limited, we have done just that for you. Partnered with the most respected storage company in the industry, Miles Frank Limited is proud to offer the only fully insured private safe deposit box system in North America, held in Vancouver and Toronto. Send us your previously purchased precious metals, or have one of our brokers help you purchase something new. Questions? Please call one of our experienced brokers at 866-485-4346. Solid foundational storage partnered with the most respected name in security. That's Miles Frank Unlimited. Celebrating our 29th year in business without ever receiving a customer complaint. Call us at 866-485-4346. Again, that's 866-485-4346. Miles Frank Unlimited. A name you can trust.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Lower taxes, less government, and self-reliance. They live here. Bill Martinez live.
You're one step away from surrender, one step away from coming home, coming home.
Bill Martinez. Martinez live.
Hey, it's Wayne Likas, fresh every day, 9 to noon Eastern, 6 to 9 Pacific. Welcome back. 19 minutes after the top of the hour, conversation with Dr. John Lott continues. He's the president of the Crime Prevention Research Center. John, as you were saying earlier, you know, with some of these shows, the media does an injustice and a disservice to we the people when they try to, you know, for the sake of some sort of debate or, you know, controversy or anything like that, they frame you in such a way, you know, that you're not well represented, you're not well presented. This is why we, you know, in this particular show, we offer a forum for our guests to be able to present their case and do it in a way to where it is fair and right, that you can come on and say, look, you know, I'm for peace. I mean, I'm not, you just frame me as a pro-gun person, but you've missed the greater point, and that is that we're pro-peace, and what does it take for us to enjoy what our Constitution outlines for us, life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness, right?
Right. Look, I don't think the fact that they're trying to, that they want to have debates explain why they label people the way they do. Surely they can go and not have as loaded terms in terms of white and black there and still have a debate. I mean, one can go and say, I want to get rid of gun-free zones, and the other person says, I think banning guns in areas will make people safer, without referring to the one side as kind of the one side wants to reduce violence and the other side just wants to have guns.
Right.
Because, you know, the point is that they make it, I don't know how many times I've been on kind of major media where they'll go and they'll, you know, make statements about, well, you know, you're willing to trade off safety in order to go and get, have people get more guns. And, you know, that you want to protect rights at the expense of people's safety. I mean, first of all, you know me. I don't make Second Amendment arguments. To me, what motivated me to begin with on this was what will make people safer.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, it just, and my belief is that's where most people in the middle are. So, you know, you see these polls. Fox came out with a poll over the weekend that had it so that, you know, they'd have like 90% of people want to have these background checks on private transfers, these so-called universal background checks, and 80% for other types of rules that they'd want to have. But at the same time, one of the poll questions that asked them, will these laws that we're asking about reduce crime? Will they reduce these mass public shootings? And the majority of people said no, they wouldn't do it.
Right.
And so, you know, you have this interesting thing that people just want to do something, and they're willing to do anything, even if they don't even believe it's going to work, just to try to stop these types of things from happening. And, you know, I blame multiple people for that result. I mean, one, if it were me, if I were kind of a lot of these politicians, what I would do is express my frustration, saying, look, we need to do something. We need to do it now, but what we need to do is something that will actually work. We need to go and get rid of these gun-free zones. The attack in Florida occurred in yet another gun-free zone. All the mass public shootings in Florida, every single one, has occurred in a place where general citizens are banned for protecting themselves, from protecting themselves, whether it be the Pulse nightclub. Florida is only one of 10 states that ban permanently concealed handguns in nightclubs.
Mm-hmm.
You know, 10 days after the Pulse nightclub shooting, which 49 people were killed, there was an attack that almost nobody's heard about in South Carolina, where a guy had about 100 bullets with him. He started firing and fired off four shots, wounded three people. And a permit holder, though, was in the nightclub and seriously wounded the attacker. Now, that got, like, no national news coverage.
Yes.
You would think that an attack that happened 10 days after the Pulse nightclub, where people were incredibly sensitive to this huge attack that occurred, you would think that this would get news coverage another nightclub attack with similar circumstances.
Right.
Yet you will only find local news coverage on it, and I think it's because it didn't fit the narrative. Here
exactly.
you had a concealed carry permit holder stopping the attack.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, it's my guess is if the media was even halfway balanced on this stuff, we'd have a dramatically different conversation here. People wouldn't feel that we have to go and have these laws that have nothing to do with this at best. Mm-hmm. So, you know, these background checks on private transfers. When I get asked that now, you know, my response is, well, can you name me one mass public shooting this century that would have been stopped if we had had that law in effect? Because they can't.
Exactly.
But yet somehow, even if it doesn't do anything, at least we're trying. Well, let's do something that's actually related to these attacks.
John, you bring up an excellent point here, and what comes to mind is that our priorities are off. Our focus is wrong. We're not focusing on the right question. And this is why we come up with these, you know, other answers, and people, as you say, want a knee-jerk response. Yeah, you know, something like this happens, we want to do something about it, but we're smarter than this. And if there's not a voice of reason that says, look, let's be smart about this, and this is what you're bringing to the debate here, and if people are willing to listen and go to your website and get the facts, you know, like these kids that have all this passion, and, you know, they're as I say, their hashtag is being hijacked by all these celebs and these other interest groups, and what's going to happen is... you know, after everything is all said and done and all this excitement, did we move the needle? Did we actually make things safer? I think that some responses by some of the local entities, by what's happened in Florida, you know, they are, you know, getting rid of these gun safe zones. They are, you know, dealing with, you know, some immediate things that they can do, like, you know, letting teachers who are trained and equipped to do so have guns on campus now.
Well, there are 18 states that have at least some school districts in the state, and it varies a lot. You have some states where all the school districts have it, and others, you know, Texas is like 172 school districts, Ohio is like 100 school districts. You have a range of number of school districts in these states. And, you know, there hasn't been a mass public shooting in any of these states that allow, in any of these school districts where they allow staff or teachers to be able to go and carry.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, I'd much rather have signs in front of these schools that rather than say this school is a gun-free zone to say some selective teachers and staff in the school are armed and
yes.
will use their weapons to go and protect, you know, students and themselves if
exactly.
attacks occur. And, but, you know, there's almost no discussion about this in the media. People just go, you know, Dick Tapper on his show on CNN when they did the town hall would go and ask about it. And the level of the discussion was, well, I'm fearful that this might happen or that
yeah.
might happen if teachers are armed. And, or just dismiss it. Usually it's just an absurd thing. And yet, nobody would go and talk about, well, what's been the experience? How has it actually worked out
exactly.
In those places? And I think, I don't know, I've never seen such bias in the media. I mean, I've seen bias in the media over the years, but just the complete kind of isolating and not allowing certain types of arguments to be made and having those types of guests on.
Yeah, and to what good? I mean, this is rather dangerous, this bias, because we're leaving out some important information where you've got these other schools, these 18, you know, experiments that are proven, proving the point, right, John?
Yeah. No, I mean, I don't know how yeah. we can ignore this. And it's not just in one state. I mean, 18 states that we have this experience with.
That's great. Dr. John Lott, expert on crime and terrorism, president of the Crime Prevention Research Center. John, thank you so much. Always appreciate the insight. It's just about 29 minutes after the top of the hour right now.
When did your light bulb go off? We're talking about that idea you have for a new product or app. Listen, if you want to make your idea a priority, but you don't know how to get it off the ground, you call Davison, the one company with over 25 years' experience and exclusive process that turns ideas into products and apps that are found in retail stores and online. Our team has helped tens of thousands of people, just like you. Call now and ask for our free idea starter guide. We'll show you how to securely get started and protect your idea. Whether you have a patent or not, our process will get your idea ready to get in front of a corporation. Don't let your light bulb of an idea go out. Call Davison now for your free idea starter guide. Davison charges fees for services. 800-211-8392. 800-211-8392. 800-211-8392. Again, that's 800-211-8392.
What would your life be like if you woke up each morning with new vitality, feeling better than you have in years, and you noticed a difference in your sleeping patterns, blood sugar levels, and had a sense of well-being overall? There's something that is changing thousands of people's lives, and you could be one of them. It's called Heart and Body Extract. Sharon Harris, co-creator of Heart and Body Extract, talks about the positive effects of Heart and Body Extract.
What happens with the formula Heart and Body Extract is it's giving the body the necessary vitamins, minerals, amino acids, enzymes, and phytonutrients so the body will heal itself. And yes, the body does have the ability to balance blood pressure, balance cholesterol, clean and unclog the arteries. It can also work on balancing the circulation for diabetics. So the body is an amazing thing. It simply needs some help so it has the tools to heal itself.
Heart and Body Extract gets results. To order your 2-month supply, call now, toll free at 866-295-5305. Order online at hbextract.com.
Hey, this is Ricky from Banyan Hill. You like freedom? I do. You like money? I do too. If you like freedom and money, then you're going to love Freedom Checks. You see, over the next few months, an estimated $34.6 billion is up for grabs to anyone who stakes their claim. Yep, you heard that right. $34.6 billion. To get all the details, just go to www.AmericanFreedomChecks.com. Thousands of people are already lined up to cash in. Take Doug, for example. He's a 46-year-old from Joplin, Missouri, who's set to get a check for $24,075. And if Doug can do this, I've got a hunch that you can too. But here's the thing. If you want the chance to grab your full fair share of this $34.6 billion payout, you must have your ducks in a row by May 1st. So don't wait. Get over to www.AmericanFreedomChecks.com before May 1st. That's www.AmericanFreedomChecks.com.
Your program, your calls, your opinions. Bill Martinez, live.
This is Amazing Grace. This is Amazing Love. That you would take my place. That you would bear my cross. You laid down your life.
Hey, whether it's online or any one of the 280-plus affiliates we have around this country or around the world via shortwave, welcome to Bill Martinez Live, 28 minutes before the top of the hour. You know, after being fired by Attorney General Sessions on March the 16th, the former FBI Deputy Director Andrew McCabe claimed, and I quote, "This attack on my credibility is one part of a larger effort, not just to slander me personally, but to taint the FBI, law enforcement, and intelligence professionals more generally." The Washington Post quoted McCabe saying, "The big picture is a tale of what can happen when law enforcement is politicized, public servants are attacked, and people who are supposed to cherish and protect our institutions become instruments for damaging those institutions and people." Though blaming Trump In reality, McCabe is describing his own behavior at the FBI. It's interesting how this happens. I call it self-indictment, you know. And if you just listen to what they say and hear to open up the discussion further, when she talks about a diagnosis, a denial of reality and responsibility, and how widespread this disease is, I call it kind of the mindset of entitlement. And we'll talk more about this with Dr. Elizabeth Lee Valeet, who joins us right now, a physician and past director of AAPS. Dr. Lee, always good to have you here on the show. How you doing?
Thanks so much, Bill. It's a pleasure to be back with you. Keep up the great work.
Well, I'll tell you, thank you. You have hit the nail on the head here. And I get it. You know, I've been looking at this issue in terms of an entitlement mindset about the rewiring of America's brain. And when we talk about entitlement, it's not necessarily somebody who may be low on the income scale. I mean, this happens at all levels. And in this particular case, with Andy McCabe, who made a lot of money, $180,000 a year was his salary, but somehow he still managed to amass $11 million on a government salary. That's a pretty good deal, I guess, if you can do that.
Well, yes, it certainly raises a lot of questions about how one does that, especially if, when the last 10 years, the overall rate of return on investments has been around 1%.
Mm-hmm. Yes. Yeah, I mean, and without even, you know, going too far into this, because I mentioned this to a couple people, and they say, well, his wife is very wealthy. Maybe that's where he got the money. I don't know.
Well, I can't speak to that part of it, but mm-hmm. she also was given several hundred thousand dollars by the Clintons to run in her campaign in Virginia. So
right.
one has to look at where she gets her money as well.
Mm-hmm.
But beyond that, I think the idea that a government job is a way to enrich yourself rather than to serve the public, which is where our founders envisioned that we would have citizen legislators and
exactly.
citizen working to help the federal government do its limited role under our new Constitution and Bill of Rights. But that has now become a career gravy train that so many government employees find ways to engage in various practices that in the private sector, I mean, we've seen this with members of Congress, and they learn something about an issue coming before one of their committees, and they take advantage of it in the stock market. For mm-hmm. private citizens, that would be called insider trading, and it's Martha Stewart, jail.
Yeah, you and I'd be in jail, lickety split.
Exactly.
Right.
So there's that aspect of behavior that's allowed but not acceptable for the average citizen, so it becomes a two-tier justice system. But there's also permeating our schools and our social organizations. That is this mindset that's the antithesis of how our founders viewed life. And that is that someone owes me a living, that everything that happens to me is because of what someone else did, not a consequence of my own actions.
Mm-hmm.
And I think when we have this victimhood mentality, and you're right, it's not just lower income people, where we've heard that in communities that were poor or disadvantaged by race, for example. But we're hearing it all the way to the top with President Obama's constant blaming of his predecessor. He spent 8 years blaming the previous president for everything that happened. And then since he is out of office, he's now blaming the new president for everything that's going wrong in his mm-hmm. mindset. Hillary Clinton has done a blame tour, blaming everyone but herself for mm-hmm. losing the election. And this most recent one in India, where she was invited to speak on the empowerment of women, speaking as a woman, her disgusting statements that Donald Trump won because white women did what their husbands told them to do in their voting. That's just absurd. It's insulting. It's demeaning. And as a woman, I take great offense at the idea that Hillary Clinton is blaming people like me because she's saying we can't think. Well, she's not thinking either and not analyzing what she contributed to her loss.
You didn't hear the collective howl from the male counterparts across the country when that statement was made?
Oh, it was just horrendous what she did. I mean, I really think when I listen to the words coming out of that woman's mouth, I really think she's totally out of contact with reality and not able to look at the situation rationally at all. Mm-hmm. And it gets worse.
Well, look how close she came to being our president. That's the scary thing.
It's truly frightening.
It really is. And I know that there's some that try to support it, but even then they're starting to take a couple of steps back and think, wow, you know, she's unhinged. And what you're addressing here, Dr. Valete, is a form of elitism. And this is on full display. And it is, you know, kind of I think it's part and parcel of that entitlement mindset, that wiring of the brain. You know, we're told, you know, that, you know, we need to have these smart people. These are brilliant people that we've got to pay them extra money. We've got to do all these things and make allowances for them because they're so great. And then you go, well, tell me about their track record. Where have they been successful? You know, they're managing businesses or they're in government. Managing entities that are upside down, that are contributing to $21 trillion in debt, but we need these intelligent people here. I mean, we need smart people to get us in deeper debt. How does that make sense?
Well, it doesn't. And actually, I think when you look at most of the career politicians really have limited or no private sector experience at all.
Mm-hmm.
And one of the things, you know, I've been involved in a lot of different social media efforts, both for AAPS and other groups and Christian Faith in Action and other efforts on social media to help awaken people to the biblical principles that describe effective government and our role as people of God, for example, to be engaged and be responsible and to work for good governance.
Exactly.
That actually is biblical, and yet people are saying, well, we can't talk about the Bible in
at our own expense. We've got to take a quick break. We'll be right back with Dr. Lee Valete.
Sometimes all it takes is a spark. The spark becomes a flame. It transforms everything around it.
From the creators of the Case for Christ.
All these years, this church has been here. Now it's the crime scene.
The church has brought nothing but controversy to the school for years.
When we are divided,
we cannot respond to hate with more hate.
You don't get to play innocent.
You did this!
We must remember what we stand for.
It's okay to be broken, Dave. It means God's still shaping you.
My God's not dead. He's surely alive. He's living.
In the darkness, we are called to be the light.
How do you define truth exactly?
I believe truth is a person.
This Easter,
as painful and confusing as all of this is, it just might be exactly where God wants you right now.
God's Not Dead, A Light in Darkness, starring David A.R. White and John Corbett. Rated PG, parental guidance suggested. In theaters March 30th. Go to godsnotdead.com.
This report is brought to you by Odor Eaters. Odor Eaters is back with their fun yet stinky annual Rotten Sneaker Contest. All participants at this national contest are raising a stink by showing off their foul-smelling sneakers at the annual event. Children from across the country competed at this year's contest, hosted at Ripley's Believe It or Not, for a chance to win the national title and $2,500. But only one lucky pair of Rotten Sneakers could be crowned the winner, and they belong to Hunter Ham from Eagle River, Alaska. And while scientists thought that the human nose could only detect about 10,000 different smells, they recently discovered that this number increased to 1 trillion, making it possible for our judges to find yet a new foul scent on every sniff. Rachel Hirsch, PhD and expert of smell.
This year's participants really moved the bar up even higher. We all know kids are known for getting into some stinky messes, but these kids have a talent.
For more, visit odoreaters.com.
The answer to being in control of your own health care is freedom from insurance. Become part of a group of self-pay patients that come together to share in each other's medical expenses. Individual share amounts begin at $107 a month and $347 for families. Choose from three health sharing programs. Holistic treatments may be eligible for sharing. See guidelines. Discount programs available for dental, vision, and pharmacy. Go to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
Do you have difficulty taking supplements? Are you searching for a high-quality, complete nutritional drink that your whole family will love? NutriMedical's Life Support has arrived. All of your daily nutritional requirements in one quick, delicious drink. Dr. Bill Deagle's Life Support is a proprietary blend of vegan protein, activated vitamins, essential minerals, amino acids, probiotics, green tea, digestive enzymes, anti-inflammatories, cancer prevention, detoxification, and much more. Your body will high-five you for this one. Life Support is the best complete nutritious meal replacement on the market. Whether you are an elite athlete, have post-operative challenges, chronic illness, elderly, or a family that just wants a quick, delicious drink, try Dr. Bill Deagle's Life Support for optimized nutrition in one great-tasting smoothie. Just add cold water, almond milk, fruit, or anything else you like. NutriMedical's Life Support. Try our great-tasting chocolate or vanilla today. Call 888-212-8871 or visit us online at NutriMedical.com. NutriMedical.com for the whole family.
Fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. I'm talking thick, meaty, center-cut, presidential bacon. Savory and delicious. I buy some, I use some, I store some. Awesome. No refrigeration needed with a 10-year shelf life. NASA pack technology. Bacon. Fully cooked, fully hydrated, ready-to-eat right from the pack bacon. Or warm and serve. Life-saving, ready-to-eat bacon. 10-year shelf life bacon. Ships free at fullycookedbacon.com. Fullycookedbacon.com.
Values, faith, service, they still exist here.
No matter what comes my way, I'll let my life radiate your light now.
Bill Martinez, live.
Hey, we're back with you. 14 minutes before the top of the hour, Dr. Lee Valique continues our conversation about this disease, this rampant disease that has come upon our country, a denial of reliability and responsibility. It is a widespread disease. I put it part and parcel with this entitlement mindset. Whether you're rich or you're poor, you feel like you're deserving of this, as we were talking about with our politicians. Insider trading had been taking place up until Peter Schweizer brought it out. And then, the government, the legislators had no choice but to back off on that. But, you know, there was, ample examples of, leaders in Congress taking advantage, coming in rather poor and leaving very wealthy, just by virtue of insider trading. And it was just acceptable, which is astounding to me, Dr. Valique, that, our politicians would think that it was okay to take advantage. They felt like, this was their right. They were entitled to this money and this inside information.
Well, that's exactly right, and that they are entitled to live by a different standard from what is applied for the rest of us. Look at the weaponization of our federal agencies that occurred during the last administration under President Obama, exactly. When we can track almost every one of the federal agencies, from the IRS to the Department of Homeland Security to the EPA, Bureau of Land Management, and so on, where the political agenda of the elite was carried out targeting citizens of different views. Again, that's the exact opposite of how our founders started this country. What a lot of people don't remember and don't know, because history isn't being taught very well in the public schools these days, but America was founded by people escaping Christians, escaping religious persecution of Christians in throughout Europe.
Yes.
And that is fundamentally the basis upon which we were founded. And when my ancestor arrived at Jamestown in 1608 on this island with no resources, essentially, they had to take responsibility for their own food production, their own labor, their own efforts, and they had to work together. And what's interesting is we have all of these young people, for example, the Bernie Sanders supporters, that were all eager for socialism to be the governing model for the United States, which is totally absurd. It hasn't worked anywhere in the world. Mm-hmm. But they don't know the fact that socialism already failed at Jamestown Island and was what led to the starving times of 1609 to 1611, which was long before the global failures with Venezuela and the Soviet Union and China and North Korea and Cuba, Cambodia, all of these socialist communist countries. But that collectivized agriculture didn't work.
Yes,
and
exactly.
The other aspect of it, we know that single-payer socialized medicine health care hasn't worked. Look at the problems in this country.
Mm-hmm.
We have three examples in the United States of socialized medicine: the VA, the Indian Health Service, and the military medicine under TRICARE, where the government policies decide who gets care, how long they have to wait. And we saw with the whole VA scandal in 2014 that the bureaucrats, many of whom political appointees, were more concerned about their bonus and cooking the books on the numbers on waiting times and treatment issues, so that delays in treatment caused death.
Mm-hmm. Exactly.
And,
well, of course, then we saw what happened with Obamacare, and to your earlier point, how the legislators were quick to exonerate themselves and give themselves a pass.
Well, yes, they exempted themselves from the delays and the high cost of Obamacare, which, again, just infuriated most of us that were working to have medical freedom and have people be able to determine their own insurance and buy across state lines and have economic freedom, medical freedom, and get the government out of regulating medicine and controlling prices and just setting the policy terms that people had to buy.
Mm.
We don't have that in other areas of insurance. I mean, car insurance and homeowners insurance, you own it, you pick it, you get
right.
it according to your needs. And that is true insurance. What people are forced into now is prepaid medical care, health insurance supposedly, but it's not. It's prepaid care, and you pay the premiums, and they decide what care you get. It's
exactly.
absolutely outrageous.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, without a doubt. And going back to your earlier proposition, and that is that, the early, pilgrims, to this country that came here understood, they went through this process, and it had to come. And fortunately, they were in a position where they could make some adjustments, evaluate a proposition that seemed on the surface, hey, look at, we're all together here. If we have all things in common, then maybe it could work. But then they learned really quickly that you get some people, as the Bible would say, are just too lazy and they don't want to participate and they expect to be taken care of. Well, the Bible's clear that if you don't work, you don't eat, right?
Well, that's true, and that was what happened at Jamestown. There were people that took advantage of the collectivized agriculture and the fact that they just didn't work, but they expected to eat, and then when they didn't have enough people working to produce the food. You need to take responsibility for your life and your actions. From the Christian perspective, God gives us free will.
Mm-hmm.
He expects us to use it to follow his principles.
Mm-hmm.
And that is what people are losing sight of. I looked at this march that took place last Saturday And we had all of these young people spouting off on things that they were flagrantly wrong about, but and they were totally missing the point, because what happened that led to the Florida shooting was the failure of the FBI, the failure of school officials to identify.
And local law enforgivingenforcement as well.
And, well, I was going to get to that.
I'm sorry, yeah.
And what you had was four armed and trained sheriff's deputies standing outside the school, not responding while people died inside, and then had the audacity for the sheriff to come out and on national television at that ridiculous town hall and blame the NRA and Republicans when he knew going into that conference that his own deputies had not responded, that he had, his law enforcement agency had had over 40 contacts with Nicholas Cruz, and officials had recommended commitment because he was seriously disturbed in 2016. So we look at the failures and then blaming others and trying to take rights away from law-abiding citizens when those we charge with the public duty are failing us. And then to mobilize children the way, and young people the way that was done in that organized march on Saturday, that's exactly how Hitler began to rewire the brain of Germans. He started with children. Hitler's youth movement,
the Brown Shirts,
but it became the largest youth movement in the world. There were in a course of 2 years, he went from 100,000 Hitler youth to over 3 million, all through the efforts of propaganda in the schools and brainwashing the children at young ages. And that's exactly what has gradually been allowed to happen here with the Common Core curriculum, with the Agenda 21, with the progressive ideas permeating the schools. It was Obama-era policies, for example, that the schools and the law enforcement had colluded to withhold arrest of criminals, students who engaged in criminal activity, and they were not referred for law enforcement action so that those crime stats would look better and they qualified for federal grants. Most people don't know that. And it's staggering to think about the loss of life that has occurred with cities that refuse to follow immigration law, for example, the sanctuary cities that are getting law-abiding citizens killed with illegal aliens here, and their crime activities that are escalating, causing more robberies, more assaults, and death, as we saw with Kate Steinle. But we've seen that right in my backyard in Arizona. We've seen it across the country with illegal immigrants acting illegally, engaging in crime, costing the life of innocent Americans.
Well, and as you say, Dr. Valit, this widespread disease, what it gives us is a denial of reality and responsibility. It's as if our vision and our perspective on this is very myopic. This is very dangerous, what's happening. And you use for an example, which is a classic example, is all this passion that was on display over the weekend with these young kids. Right observation, but wrong conclusion. And, you know, we're back to that that end of the road. Dr. Lee Valit has been with us. Thank you so much, as always. Appreciate the time.
You're welcome, Bill. Keep up the great work.
You got it. Thank you.
I tried other brands, but I came back to my sunshine.
For the best hot or cold pain relief, get the best. Get a Sunny Bay heating pad.
Sometimes life can be a pain in the neck or back. or shoulder.
And the best relief for that pain is a Sunny Bay heating pad. Did you know that the American College of Physicians said that one of the best ways to treat muscle pain is heat therapy? Sunny Bay heating pads are handmade with high quality, can be used at home or at work, and have a lifetime 100% positive rating on both Amazon and Etsy.
Why take another pill?
Many people use our Sunny Bay heating pads alone and got rid of the neck pain.
Long distance travel or long hours in front of a computer can take its toll on your body.
See why our homegrown small business at sunny-bay.com has tried to help people just like you. Get your Sunny Bay heating pads at sunny-bay.com. That's sunny-bay.com or call 253-678-1361 for hot and cold therapy. sunny-bay.com.